poll, 1/3 of voters think we have gone too far in accepting transgender people. By Catherine Hamilton on May 16, 2022. A growing share of Americans believe the U.S. has gone too far in accommodating the demands of transgender activists, says a survey by NBC News released Sunday. The survey compared respondents' sentiments over the past several years, finding that 33% of Americans this year think we have gone too far in accepting transgender people, compared to 26% in 2021, 33% in 2016, and 24% in 2015. However, 35% of those polled said we have not gone far enough in ending discrimination against transgender people. 38% felt the same in 2021, 33% in 2016, and 35% in 2015. More notably, the percentage of people who believe we have reached a reasonable balance when it comes to this issue has decreased from 34% in 2015 to 25% in 2022. The survey results come as the Biden administration, far-left Democrats, and transgender activists continue to push their agenda further, even demanding that minors have access to puberty blockers, hormone therapies, and sex change surgeries. Another recent poll revealed that these demands are not popular with the majority of voters as Democrats head into the midterms. The American Principles Project, APP, poll probed 6 Senate battleground states, Georgia, Arizona, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Nevada, and New Hampshire, and found that 56% of likely voters support a ban on sex changes for children, and 56% support a law protecting girls' sports. Advocates for the transgender ideology have admitted they cannot persuade their own progressive allies, or even persuadable swing voters, to back their revolutionary goal of suppressing Americans' recognition of sex differences, Breitbart News previously reported. The Advocates Messaging Guide released last year admits the public rejects their demands, even when the advocates hide the scientific evidence of human heterosexuality in the multiplying reports of medical damage, professional corruption, personal traumas, manipulative grooming, and social rejection. The NBC News survey was conducted by Hart Research Associates Public Opinion Strategies on May 5th to 7th and May 9th to 10th with 1,000 adults, including 750 who were interviewed via cell phone. The margin of error for 1,000 interviews among adults is ±3.10%. The margin of error for 790 interviews among registered voters is ±3.49%.